Hello and welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to look at and talk about and help you find ways to be able to really do what it says in the scriptures, to really follow the command of God, which is to rejoice, even in times when you don't really feel like it. Like, is this a reality that people are actually rejoicing in times where they actually don't feel like, or at least don't feel like it at first? How is this possible? What do you mean? What does God mean when he asks us to do this? How is it possible? How do we do it? And what happens when we follow through in this way? Let's see today. When something happens to us that we're not too pleased about, or a situation occurs, or something happens to someone else that we hear about that seems like bad news, the last thing on our minds at times can really be to, obviously, to rejoice. It doesn't feel natural. When you're upset about something, no matter what it is, the last thing on your mind is to start getting up and being excited, joyful, or rejoicing in any way. Having any form of celebration just seems quite strange to some people, quite, well, chaotic, or even not haphazard, but just maybe delusional. Some might say that word comes to mind, or could be something else, like unrealistic or crazy even to think about doing something like that, like celebrating when you really don't feel like it. When you've heard bad news, celebrating just seems like a crazy thing to do. I was just discussing a little bit about the podcast with someone there, and they gave me a type of a solution, a way of mentally dealing with problems. And it's a very visual one. It's one where you imagine that all your problems are being placed into a bucket, and the bucket fills up and fills up with all these different problems or different issues. But then you start to put holes in the bucket, and as you start to place holes in the bucket, just like water would start to flow out, you can imagine the water or whatever it is, maybe something else, some other kind of liquid, those being your problems, and then them all flowing out and flowing away as the liquid begins to come out of the bucket. So that's one idea of looking at how to help you focus on getting rid of your problems or issues that you might be having, and how to start being happier from there. What about the spiritual way? The spiritual way in starting off with knowing that God has blessed us to love God with all our hearts. So to take care of the first two commandments, to love God with all our hearts, mind, body and soul, and to love our neighbour, or in other words, our other people of God, as ourselves. Well, if we start there, the very first one, to love God, we start to understand why we have to love God when we think about all the actual blessings. And you'll maybe have heard people say, count your blessings. And this is one of these places you can actually sit or stand, or wherever you are during the time of trouble, or time when you're facing this bad news, or for yourself, or for, with regards to someone else, start to count all the blessings. And sometimes some people have even found blessings that come from a so-called curse or a so-called bad problem as well. It's an interesting thing, but if you start to do that, that can really help too. So count your blessings. That is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. And so you keep going, you think of your immediate blessings, the fact that you're alive, you know, starting from the very basis of life, blessings of that you have, the gift of life, you're able to breathe at the moment, you're able to be here and start from there, then the next thing and the next thing, what next? You know, have you got family? You're thankful for them being alive, for being able to breathe, for the gift to be able to do all the other things that you can do, and all the other gifts that have come into your life, whether they be in the way, shape and form of people or other blessings and gifts that have happened, situations that have happened, that have come to being in your favour, maybe certain things that were miraculous turnarounds, all that. And as you start to think about all these different types of blessings, you begin to see that there's more opportunity to count your blessings than to be upset. And through this time, even if you do have those problems still lingering, or there's a thought of them, at least from that bucket, maybe some of them are still circling around the bottom of the bucket, you can put a hole right in the bottom, the very central bottom of that bucket, or wipe the whole bucket out altogether by just going deeper in to your blessings. And sometimes from there, as I said a little bit about how you can find blessings from even the curses or from the bad situation, sometimes there can be solutions that can be found that you didn't think of before, and they automatically come to you in this moment. And it's a process of thinking, it's a process of prayer, and it's a process of worship. That is the process of worship and what is possible to you. The keys that open up there, we talk about the keys that can only be had through the word of God, through doing what we're commanded to do. And it's amazing how that is an even deeper reason to love God. It's not just for what we can get, but the fact that we do get so much from understanding God and God's ways, and then therefore that just builds our growth in relationship and love with God even more as we go on.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That